When you love someone, you just can't treat them bad.
What song? See, when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel.
He's so singing to God.
Yeah.
Now that he wants to
leave. When you sin and you mess up.
No. No.
Now that he wants to
leave. I'm listening to this.
I'm dead serious, though.
I'm not leaving you.
I'm telling you.
Nah. Nah. I cannot. I just think it's a slippery slope, and it's a very thin line. If you're not careful, I hear what Steve is saying about what's the standard and what, because it can go, it tips over, it's a wrap. Like, it can go secular. Absolutely. All the way.
Absolutely.
It's real crazy. Quick, if we're not careful.
She said there's no sermon. She said nobody's cracking open the Bible. They're playing gospel music, and it's a free environment. The church should be something where you have that feeling. Where you're not feeling judged, they welcome you with open arms, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I get maybe the purpose of it all, and I respect it. Mm-hmm. But no, obviously there's no Holy Spirit because, you know, there's no Bible, scriptures, nothing. So what is it for that to be called a church? I don't know how to feel, but a little troubled. I don't know about y'all.
Because people can make things up as they go. It's like, well, then that's when it starts getting funny.
It's 2019. That's the problem.
What?
It's 2019. There's no the age of no rules.
So that's how we're doing Christianity.
I'm not saying that's how it should be done.
I like it because I think sometimes I'm talking like someone. I like it. It is. I think sometimes things got to get worse before it gets better, kind of thing. So I feel like,
which reminds me of when Jay-Z was like, "It's good that Donald Trump is the president."
Yeah, agree. And I said the same thing about Donald Trump becoming president.
Yeah.
So now that we can see it all the way left, we know how to make things right. Is that what you're saying?
I believe this is the start of getting to a place where it should be. I feel like church right now is whack. I feel like church right now is boring. I feel like you go to every church and it's essentially the same thing. Whether it's you start with...
Can you state your name for the court, please? I want to have this on public record.
So stupid.
I stand behind my beliefs 110%. It typically starts with music, praise and worship, or whatever. And, you know, you got the announcements. And the most creative, then you got the word, then you got the altar call. Essentially, that's how church works in whatever church you go to.
Cool.
The most creative it gets is how creative can you make the announcements. Is the band on the stage or off the stage?
Oh, guest speaker or yeah. Guest choir or guest.
Let's throw a couple guests in there to say it was different. But essentially, it's all the same thing. And then you have pastors who admit, you know, like, man, in Acts, this wasn't what it was. Sometimes Paul spoke. Sometimes somebody else spoke.
Right.
I don't know. We just got together and we met or whatever. But we just gonna do it this way anyway. Like you know, it wasn't the format that it is now.
Right.
But you still like, whatever. We gonna stick to this format because this format works. We in America. Mm-hmm. This is what we do in America. It works. When things get too hard, whatever, to try to figure out, we just stick to this. Love somebody like Kanye going outside the box. Like, listen, like we just gonna do music, whatever. Now, obviously, it can go left. But sometimes I feel like things gotta go left for somebody to be like, listen, like why do we come and meet and the first thing we do is I'm fine with praise and worship, but the first thing we do is pray. How come we just don't come in sometimes and we everybody just sit and we start praying?
Right.